I promised to do this one last week and completely forgot about it. It's a Q&A. It's from Tim. He said,
Don, what the hell are you doing?
Playing with laser pointer with Massey while y'all are...
Don, you need to pay attention to this because this is a very pertinent question for you as well.
I'm sorry, but that's kind of adorable at this point. He's like, screw you guys, I'm playing with my cat.
No, I could not at all tell what he was doing.
Oh, I'm actually really tempted. Let me, is this the green laser pointer? Yes, it is. Let me turn my video back on.
Are you going to shine it in our eyes to make us all blind?
Yep, I sure am. Do-do-do-do-do.
That's going to ruin your webcam.
This is a $5 webcam that I'm pointing at you guys that I got at Goodwill. The better webcam right here, I'm not really going to show. Ooh, it just bounced in my eye. I think I'm going to get a blind.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 402. I had to look at the screen to tell me because I was thinking it was 403 for some reason. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have Chris, Diecast, Melvar, Headmaster Don, John DeLuna, Rob Clay, and the man himself, the myth, the legend, Rob Springer.
The invisible.
Trust us, we're here.
You know, people who... Rob's a little irked because Skype told him that his computer wasn't fast enough to run video. Which isn't true, obviously, but...
Magically, only my computer every week.
Hmm. Yeah. My computer is even older than yours, and I get by well enough. I look like a Sega CD game, but I get by well enough.
And you skip, but you know.
Yeah, sometimes. So you have to like take them out and blow in to that's the Nintendo. Never mind.
Sometimes it's like a Pringles can.
If anybody wants to take me out and blow into me, I'm cool with that.
Whoa, probably overdue.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay, this is not going well.
Head is 1, 2, and 3.
Not going well. Okay. Let's see here. On the show this week we have what do we have? We got lots of news. Oh my God, do we have lots of news? More news than we can.
We probably should trim some of this out.
Yeah, we can do it on the fly.
We can just dump the third party news. That's fine.
No, don't say it out loud, or we'll hear about it for a week.
Yeah.
How dare you talk about what you want to talk about?
There's some interesting stuff.
Yeah, I'll strike through that one and that one. Okay. So let's see here. Anything? So Toy Fair coming up in what? 2 weeks. Just about 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
By the time you hear this, it'll be about 2 weeks, or it'll be like last week, or if you're listening in 2017, it was a really awesome toy fair, I'm certain. February 14th, spend your day with us instead of your significant other. And if you don't have a significant other, that's just perfect. Just drown in your sorrows watching toy fair coverage at tfradio.net/live and at tformers.com because it's going to be glorious. Really excited. Diecast will be there. And we're going to have all the best coverage at TF Radio on Twitter and on tformers.com. It'll be pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Anything in particular we're looking forward to? Maybe, like, I don't know, a Titan-class Devastator?
You guys hear about Devastator?
Is there anything we're looking forward to that hasn't been shown in some way, whether officially or not, at this point?
You guys hear about Devastator?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw this guy who looked like Rob Springer blocking my view when I pulled up the photo on my phone.
Okay, now let's settle this right now. Rob Springer, are you ever known to wear a suit?
That's my profession, and, well, you know, people have died.
Yeah, in Germany. Let's add that.
And I said, this is proof that we have an insider because, you know... That was him in the photo.
Yeah.
I thought it was Alex Shelley and he let himself go.
Let's see here. On the show this week again, news. No This Week in History because nothing interested me. And we said we were doing Q&A last week, but guess what? We didn't. So we are going to do the Q&A segment that we were going to do last week. Apologies to our friend Tim. who we failed to ask the question. And Diecast has a note that he just pasted in. Rob just burped. Mm-hmm. Diecast got Albrick in.
Which is the Unique Toys Ripper Snapper.
How much did you pay for that?
He's 95.
You know how much I paid for Ripper Snapper? $4.
I was going to say $5, but I mean, that worked.
Can yours do this?
He can when Kilby ham-hands it and breaks it, yes. Yeah.
That is the joint for the arm in combined mode, and the fact that it just pulls out of the torso, it's one of those things once you see it, it's like, that was ingenious. How come all the combiners didn't have this before? It's it really makes the figure, and I know this is kind of the plain figure out of the, you know, the whole set.
The two.
But he is super nice. And I got him from the Chosen Prime, and they're awesome, and they shipped it out right away, and it's definitely worth picking up, and I'm so happy that I'm going to get an Abominus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you're satisfied with it, that's what counts.
Yeah.
We all may get an Abominus next year. You never know.
Pretty
and
close.
They ship the hands and feet with it, you know, with the with each one, so it kind of makes it feel like more of a combiner.
Like, in all honesty,
doing the same thing Combiner Wars is doing. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
In all honesty, I thought you were talking about macaroni and cheese from Aldi when you said the name.
Albrick?
Yeah.
Is that the name of their, like, house brand for macaroni?
I've seen it there, I swear.
Oh, I just realized I got a bag of Jive in the cupboard. I haven't even opened it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I
love...
Hey, definitely hard to understand. Like, I don't get these names at all. I don't know what they were going
for. But you know what's awesome? Jive from Aldi.
Yeah.
What is Jive? Coffee?
No, Jive is their...
It's a candy bar.
It's a candy bar. It's their Nut Twix.
Yeah. And always magically, the chocolate is white, even though it's fresh.
Sounds like a Zero Bar almost.
No, it's meant to be milk chocolate, Don.
Oh,
they intend
chocolate. What was that, John? Yeah, it does. It tastes like chocolate. Hey.
So one of the things that's still kind of cool about third party, kind of like Diecast mentioned, is some of the transformation innovations. I guess, you know, it's creative, whatever. I mean, we won't talk about like the idea of an Abominus or like that, like on that level, maybe third party's not so creative, but within the like transformations, sure, they can innovate. Okay, so one Diecast, I don't know if you've heard this anymore on this, but I did read like I guess a fairly solid rumor which I thought was really neat, and if Hasbro rips it off, I would be tickled with their Abominus. But so apparently with this one, the you know, Abominus's chest / shield for hunger, it also doubles as wings for Hunger's beast mode, so that chest like splits into two and folds out to become a pair of wings that you can put on beast mode for not Hunger.
Neat.
I thought that was really neat.
That sounds cool.
Dragons usually have wings, so
and they see what they want, they're going to.
So basically, it's How to Train Your Hunger.
They've got a lot That's of good Don. Things going on with this, and believe it or not, he actually feels like he's better quality than Not Blot. And everyone said the quality on that was really good for Unique Toys. So
Unique Toys is, you know, kind of coming up in the ranks a little bit.
Yeah, well, really surprising.
Well, I've got their Optimus Prime. You can't see it behind the sheet. I've got their Optimus Prime upgrade kit for Evasion Mode Prime. And other than the stress marks on the back from the smokestacks that I still have to hair dry out, it's a solid kit. And it really, really does a lot.
You can hair dry out stress marks?
That's what I was told.
That doesn't seem possible.
No, I mean, it does work because basically, you know, stress mark is just where the plastic is stretching. When you hair dry it, you know, heating it up can let it relax back into its original shape.
Really?
It doesn't necessarily re-strengthen the plastic in that place, so it can still be more susceptible susceptible to breaking, but you can potentially eliminate the ugly marks on the plastic.
Interesting. I that sort of makes sense, but I would figure that there'd be permanent damage from the stretch
mark. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it'll relax enough so that the discoloration will fade.
Okay.
But the structure of the plastic does not necessarily go back to its original.
Basically, state. The pigment that makes it that color has pulled apart, but it comes back together. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not sure if y'all can see. There's some stretch marks.
Yeah, I can actually see that pretty clearly on the.
We just Bill Nye'd this.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's how I've heard the science explain. I've had the science explain to me that way when I've asked about it too, because it didn't exactly make sense to me that you could hair dry out stress marks completely.
But now, Diecast, I got to take you to task one thing. You went with Bill Nye. I love Bill Nye.
Not Beekman.
He's not Beekman. Come on.
Yeah.
Beekman needs some love too, man.
Okay. I was a little too old for Beekman.
I'm older than you are. Don's older than all of us. I liked Beekman's world.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead. We've got lots of news. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
Look, all of our childhood TV scientists have their merits.
So mine is Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard, yeah. I know.
Let me tell you something, kids. You can learn a lot from. Look what you can do with this Atari ST computer, Tommy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I remember a specific Mr. Wizard segment where one of the, you know, kid helpers had his head cut off and put on a plate on a table.
That was dinosaurs.
No, it was a mirror.
Yeah, it was mirrors around the edge of the table.
Yep, it wasn't we need another Timmy. That was actually really Mr. Wizard.
Yeah.
Dinosaurs is
no,
better.
No, but it like that, you know, not a lot of watching Mr. Wizard at that age stood out because I was like 5 years old. But, like, that one thing has stayed with me really clearly in my mind ever since, because it was just so neat to see how that worked.
Okay, let's go ahead and
then I wished my head was on a plate on the table.
Yeah, that would be cool. So, top story, guess what? So there's a lot of security at Toy Fair UK and Germany. That's the reason we don't see photos coming out of those, and we're surprised come U.S. Toy Fair. Well, we have a partial photo of that Titan Glass Devastator.
Because of windows.
Yes, apparently the security isn't watching the windows.
and we don't mean the computer program on your computer. We mean literally
that windows. Doesn't have much security either.
But yeah, so
and then on this photo, the only photo we got is some guy standing in front of the Devastator. So we little bit of a leg.
Actually,
security worked good enough, I guess.
Okay.
Just a shoulder brace.
You can see enough, though, just to see that, okay, this is a proper, normal structured Devastator. You can't see all the details on it, but it's put together like a Devastator. It sadly does not have a prowl on top, but some people will be happy for that, too.
Yeah.
The leg does appear to be Scrapper.
Well, and you can see Hook's mast over the over the right shoulder would be, but instead is a guy's bald head.
And I'm really happy it's going to be six figures, or it looks like six figures, because if you look at the box on the ground, there's six circles that look like they all have robots in them.
I'm super stoked. I can't wait.
Yeah. This is going to be awesome. Yeah.
And let's see here. And it's also, it looks like Blue Streak is up there, top right as well.
Yeah, that's Master Chief Blue Streak. And there's also some errant pixels on the bottom that people think might be the packaging for Trypticon.
Where?
Down on the floor on the right.
That looks like a very small box.
Well, I don't know. It's halfway up to his. It's right there at his knee.
Trypticon's bigger than that.
Legend size Trypticon. No, it's
That looks like some kind of like maybe gift set or something.
Yeah.
A two pack or something.
That looks like.
You know what? Maybe that's the Coneheads. The Coneheads or a triple changer set.
That might
be. But the Silver Streak looks like, now I can't quite tell with my eyes, but it looks like it's the silver version, correct? Not the red.
No, I think it's the anime colors.
Hard to tell.
Okay. So is Devastator's box it looks a giant window box? I can't tell.
If it's like Prowl, it's just, you know, a really big clear photo of the toy on the front.
No, Chris, it's coming blister carded.
You know, you joke, but I would kind of be down with that.
Well, they did that for Galactus at
SDCC. I know.
And, of course, all those knockoffs, non-transforming combiners.
Well, yeah.
Or Transformers. Let's see. But, yeah, that's really cool. So that was XV's top story. Of course, my top story is that Hasbro's filed for GoBots trademark.
Yes.
And will potentially, it sounds like they, of course, it, this is a blanket trademark, so it could, they want it for games, movies, videos, etc. But come on, GoBots.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of places were saying, you know, will this, this may mean a live action movie, but just looking at the patents, I don't think, or the trademarks, I don't think so. Because for one thing, the thing that I'm almost 100% certain is never going to happen is that the one trademark covers a GoBots tabletop role-playing game.
I would so play that. Oh my god, I would play that.
But yeah, but if basically, you know, the good news out of this is if they want to do anything with GoBots, this is the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the only thing is, though, because I mentioned this on Twitter, is why has Bandai not done Masterpiece Machine Robo figures yet?
I don't know. That's a good question.
And problem is, though, and we asked this at BotCon last year, Hasbro has the rights to the names
and the characters. That's a good
point. You know, because the toys are the Machine Robo characters.
Yes.
Bandai, but Hasbro only has the Kenner rights to the names.
And at one point during their Hasbro also owned the phrase Machine Robo.
Yeah, because they did that on that Universe One Inferno.
The key Machine to, Robo Rescue.
Machine Robo Rescue, exactly.
Interesting.
I mean, I would love to see. I'm gonna tangent just for a second. Masterpiece Jeeper Creeper.
I'd buy it.
Masterpiece Blockhead.
I'd be there.
Masterpiece Heatseeker.
Oh, I'm
Don
all about
is
it.
All prepared for this. Right
yeah,
now.
No kidding. Do you have a PowerPoint too?
Masterpiece Puzzler.
Oh yes, yes. So I'm saying, hopefully Hasbro knows there are people that don't find fault with GoBot toys like we do with the cartoons.
So somebody on Facebook had said that.
Here we go. Power suits with Grungy and Courageous for Masterpiece figures.
So somebody on that'd be really cool. Somebody on Facebook said that it's like GoBots. Who cares about that? That was like the Transformers for the poor kids. To me, Transformers are like GoBots for the uppity kids. So those.
Well, look at this. For everybody that puts GoBots down, this Heatseeker is one of my favorite figures. Heatseeker is one of my favorites because the transformation is very unique. This was $2.99. For $3.99, you got a Throttlebot.
Yeah.
This is 10 times the toy of a Throttlebot, even if you toss in the decoys.
So, actually, though, Melvar's point about the power suit, that would be really cool.
That would.
We don't get anything like that anymore, really. I mean, that would make a great Legends-style sort of base or playset, but also combine. It actually would be kind of like that Optimus Prime. That was a nightmare.
Well, imagine if they did a Guardian Command Center or a Thruster like Generations Metroplex.
Yeah.
You guys know they're probably just going to be generic robots, right?
It'll probably be like the Go 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 Bots.
Yeah, it's it's like they own the names. It's like, yeah.
But I'm just saying, really, you know, if Bandai wants a piece of this Transformer Masterpiece action, they're sitting on a gold mine.
I mean,
they don't have to be the same size or same level as like Masterpiece level. They could be like a 6 or 8 inch figure or even maybe a little bit smaller, but still have the complexity.
And it's the likenesses. I'm certain that Hasbro has better lawyers than I know Hasbro has better lawyers than I do, actually. So I'm certain they could figure out something to to maybe skirt by at least the likeness thing to get some. Because Hasbro has been really good about coming up with these obscure characters and such and making toys around them that
look like.
Yeah. So I'm certain they could do something to skirt it. Of course, maybe they're afraid of Bandai. I mean, that's possible. Because it's not like Bandai is Harmony Gold.
Well, Bandai will send Ultraman after them and knock on.
You guys know the aerial bot that everyone pretended to care about the minute they found out they weren't getting him. What's his name again?
Slingshot.
Notice he looks awful like Leader One. So, yeah.
Interesting.
No, but not exactly like.
I mean, yeah.
Well, okay, if you put Slingshot's head on Air Raid's body.
Which
I'm sure is possible.
I'm let's sure face it, if not 100% like it.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Perchance to dream.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Moving ahead. So we have images of the alt modes for Combiner Wars Hotspot and Groove. Is this... I thought this was from the comic. Is this not from the cover?
No. That was, remember, that was last week. Defense order last week.
This is new then. So what?
This is from the
updated Transformers app.
Yeah, this is the updated app where you can vote and everything for the Combiner figure.
I voted for that fourth limb a million times.
Yeah, let's talk about these to get together a little bit because they kind of intersect here. The app's been updated and the voting for the Fanbelt Combiner has started. So right now they're at the part where like you can pick what the structure of the Combiner is going to be. So you can choose from the three existing Voyager molds for the torso and their associated legends.
What was that?
I was voting.
Somebody's playing with the app.
Oh, okay.
Is Rob a cyborg? What's going on?
That's relevant background noise.
Let me just turn this down.
Now I'm imagining Rob is a Cyberman.
Time to vote. Vote now. Fourth limb again. Listen, app. I have voted for this fourth limb a million times. This app is just the worst.
So we got Hotspot and Groove revealed through the Voyager category because it's the three Voyager molds we're going to have this year. So you can pick from Silverbolt and Power Glide as a pair, Optimus and Blackjack as a pair, or Hotspot and Groove as a pair because they're the ones designed to work together. And then the limbs is Off-Road for one limb, Alpha Bravo, and I think the Fireflight mold for another.
Yeah.
It just says Jet and Helicopter.
Yeah, but which model did they use? Was it the Harrier vehicle, or was it...
They're all similar.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of the problem with aerial bots.
Yeah.
I'm voting trucks.
I hope it's a good mix and match, because, you know, like, all four trucks suck. All four, you know, get the good combination in there. One everything.
I want some trucks. We don't get enough trucks. We get Optimus. Wait.
The only thing I'm going to say is...
We get a Ford Bronco.
I was really hoping
it's the Skydive mold, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I was really hoping for some ships. I wanted some naval vehicles or something. Just to the new.
I'm a little miffed at the last time we voted. Because I didn't vote for Wingblade. I wanted, like, a Ninja Dolphin. And I'm pretty sure no one else voted for a Kabuki thing.
But we got Windblade, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, I think the Kabuki style, you know, that was a designer's choice, and everything else was based on...
We got a really great comic out of Windblade, so...
Did we?
And I think someone who designed Windblade had watched Face of the Ninjika the night before.
And Deviant Art Design.
So what else are we going to be able to vote on, XV?
Well, in upcoming rounds, we should be able to choose things like, you know, names. We can choose the faction affiliation already. So, like, the first round is going to decide if it's an Autobot or Decepticon Combiner and what it's made of. So, you know, after that, it'll be probably deco stuff, names specifically, and probably stuff for the bio.
Bigfoot and the Monster Machines, the Combiner.
You know.
That is what I'm aiming at.
So, actually, while I'm thinking about it, I know we're not going to see it, but if Hasbro really loves us, I'd love to see a Raiden out of Combiner Wars.
Made a pickup truck.
Well, if they do trains, Brian, we can get Raiden and JRX.
Or Thomas. Just saying.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Thomas was everywhere.
Yeah, I would love that. We could get another JRX, but that's true.
But, the first one's pretty awesome, so that'd be hard to top.
No, it wouldn't.
As a Combiner, JRX is pretty good. Combiner Wars beats it hands down until it's bloody, but, you know, JRX is pretty good
for 2001.
Combiner in 2000. Well, 2000.
2000 actually. When the car robots version came out, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. No, I mean, it's good. I still have some of those around.
Considering the last Combiner we had before that, I guess, was Magnaboss and Tripredicus. Or did Bill King come out before that?
No, Bill King came out. Bill King came out after JRX. Okay. JRX was part of the initial assortment, I believe.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You know, I remember when I finally got my last member of the American JRX, and I was like, we're having a New Year's Eve party at my apartment, and I was showing people, like, they're looking at my toys. I was like, hey, look, this one's got a light-up gun. You know, I had an LED gun. And I was like, oh, it still works. I'm like, just bought it, you idiot. This is not old.
The LED gun kind of bothered me because, like, it's a red light with translucent blue plastic, so that light is not going anywhere.
It lights up. Look at my laser gun.
If they had used, like, colorless clear plastic, it would have worked a lot better. Or, like, clear red. That would have been great.
Pew, remember pew, at the, pew, light up remember, gun.
Remember at the end of Robots in Disguise when they put the laser cycles out in the two-pack?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And how bright and, like, powerful those lit up their weapons because it was colorless clear and they had really good LEDs in there.
Well, the only, I think the batteries are still good in mine. Sorry, Don.
Probably.
Oh, no, I would say the only trouble is, Brian, is the Sentai that's ending in Japan in the next few weeks is based on trains, and that'll be over here in about 2 years.
Maybe. Isn't that the one with the inappropriate robot?
Yes.
Yes, it's Robot Train Dick.
So, I mean, that's why we want it. You know, that's the only thing they might be looking at is if Bandai's going to bring that series over. Then are they going to compete against Bandai America Train on Train?
Yes.
I hope so, because that's going to be the best thing ever. Train on Train action. Here's Bandai's Robo Dong. Yes.
And let it be called Train Wars.
Well, the girl one's purple, because we don't want a pink one.
This is all going to have to get edited out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
We're a little blue. So, guess what? We have...
Blue Ranger's even worse.
Yeah. So, we have news and photos of Combiner Wars Rodimus, and he's Legend Scale again. So, I went ahead and got Cloud Rodimus.
That's kind of a backhanded compliment.
They sure did make Celeon, didn't they?
I was going to say, if you want to get a repaint as Rodimus,
yeah,
there you go. Hey, right there.
I'm going to have both.
At least this is a new mold.
Well,
it's Blackjack, man.
Blackjack.
Oh, it's Blackjack. Never mind. I didn't know. I don't have Blackjack in my hand yet. So
nobody has Blackjack in hand yet.
Yeah. He said yet. Yeah.
It's been released.
The thing is, it's not a bad looking toy.
Oh no, it's not
Rodimus at all. And I was thinking the other day, walking from my car. Because the news just broke, and I was like, you know, 10 years ago, we'd all been like, dude, you see the new Rodimus? And after a decade of, you know, classics, it's like, man.
Yeah, it's for the legends that we've gotten up to this point, other than, like, say, the Wind Charger, which I don't think is near as good as the Reveal the Shield version.
No.
That's a letdown compared to something like Power Glide and Bombshell.
Yeah.
It's, like I said, if he would have been named something
Blackjack,
else.
It's great.
He could, you know what? If they gave him Blackjack's head and painted him like that, it could have been like Samus Aran robot.
Well, and like, you know, it's good as Blackjack. It would be a good Roadhugger, too, to get another one from the same MicroMaster team.
Roadhugger, or like I keep saying, Excellion, because look at it.
Well, it's basically the same.
Yeah.
And the thing is, too, if we do end up getting a G2 Minasaur through some means with Combiner Wars, they could totally do Roadhugger to be the partner because the colors would match perfectly.
It's like I said, it doesn't look bad. It's the unfortunate part of the toy industry is we got to reuse these names every so often.
Yeah.
And when was the last time we got one? 2011.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So we moving ahead. We got new photos of Takara Slingshot and Superion. We talked about this last week, but better photos have become available. And, yeah, it's boring.
Screw you, Brian. I already got it pre-ordered.
So I immediately, as soon as I saw it was up for pre-order, I clicked pre-order. Then, like, the next day I thought, why did I do that? And I canceled.
And there's the other thing to consider.
Because it's coming out here.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, because Slingshot is the only aerial bot that actually had a character.
I got a car chest on my hood.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, see, that needs to be a third-party add-on right there. Somebody take note.
No, I want my giant flying purple griffin, damn it.
Thank you.
What would it combine into?
I don't care. As long as you could take Combiner Wars Slingshot and kind of put it in there and he could pose like he was flying around. I just want my purple griffin. That's all I want.
if you got a purple griffin, you don't combine with anything. Anything wants to combine with you.
Yeah.
Megatron's okay. Purple griffin is the Chuck Norris of Transformers.
Okay, so, okay, remember last week we were, like, blue-skying about what we might see at Toy Fair? We started talking about Skylynx. Perfect recolor for the Skylynx, giant purple griffin.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Exactly,
I like
Norris.
The way you think.
This.
I am pretty awesome, thank you.
And you know what it can combine with? Your wallet, son.
Yeah.
But again, I think the picture of Slingshot shows how bad that much white is with the white hand. I mean, it's just,
yeah, there, you need something else in there for contrast, because otherwise it just all bleeds together. Legends Tailgate had that problem because, you know, white car, silver windows, and just blue on the hood was the only, like, color contrast in it. And the Takara one's even worse because, you know, it's white and doesn't even have the deco on the hood.
Yeah. Well, now, at least the good thing with the yen rate is that's not a bad price for a set of five.
It honestly isn't. Like, the pre-order price is around 125, I think.
Yeah, yep. It's just,
yeah.
Which, that's, you know, it's not very much over what you pay to get just the basic set of five Hasbro ones.
Talking about the white-on-white with the hand on the Slingshot arm, I mean, with the Combiner Wars version, we're getting black-on-black with the Air Raid and his hand-foot gun. So,
you know, the good thing is the people who really wanted the Slavish homage, here they go, without buying the third-party option, which isn't Slavish either. So,
but I have to say, I still hate that yellow. I just...
Yeah.
I guess it looks a tiny bit less dumb in this picture than it did in the first one, but it's still not as good as the one.
Yeah.
We had the Fans Project upgrade kit for the Energon Aerial Bots, which was called the Snow White Set. I'm dubbing this the Yellow Snow Superion.
You know, it looks like he spilled mustard on his legs or something.
I mean, at least the Hasbro Superion had the sense to spill good mustard on itself. It spilled honey mustard on its legs. That's the good stuff.
I don't like mustard, really.
I don't either, but honey mustard's great.
Yeah, honey mustard is pretty awesome.
Fries it.
Can we have buffalo sauce?
Dude, the honey mustard from Arby's is fantastic.
I like the
you know
Arby's
who has
sauce.
Really good honey mustard is O'Charley's, and you can buy it in jars at the grocery store.
I try not to go to O'Charley's if I can help it.
Well, that's why you buy it in a jar at the grocery store, so you don't actually have to go to an O'Charley's. You can have that flavor.
I don't mind O'Charley's. I just don't like the free bread because I eat too much of it.
I love some O'Charley's.
I will say one thing, Brian. On this picture, the blue really stands out worse as not fitting
on
Skydive. I mean, it really stands out as being, because you see, you've got a hint of blue on Slingshot's chest and a hint of blue on the tail wing, and that's it. I mean, I don't see any other blue to make that part of the uniform color scheme.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just.
I'm going to pass.
On the other hand, though, Slingshot got its own head sculpt. So that is a surprise. Like, my expectation was they would just take Air Raid's head and paint it to look similar, you know, orange face and scalp.
I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead to the Robots in the Skies 2015. So Takara is going to include some toys that Hasbro isn't, including molds from Generations Animated and Prime. So the one that jumps out to me is Scoop.
Who is G2 Roadblock?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Transformers Adventures is my, like, homeboy.
So not only is there G2 Scoop, but there's also Robots in Disguise Roll Bar.
Yeah. And we have, it's Scoop and Swoop. Got a Swoop, too.
We got Animated Killer Punch.
Animated Killer Punch or movie Slag.
Galdar, shh, they don't know about that.
So, this is neat. I like this. I wish we were getting these, honestly.
You can get these, Ryan. You just have to pay more.
Yeah.
if I wasn't so disappointed... I'm sorry, go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
I swear, this just kind of... You know, falls into the thing we were saying at the end of last year that Hasbro's become Takara and Takara's become Hasbro. Because this just strikes me as some of the stuff that, you know, a couple of years ago Hasbro would have done with these molds.
Absolutely.
The way I'm kind of seeing this, I'm sorry, Rob, I'll be quick.
Shut up.
basically, like, the way they're treating Generations, they're having a very small line with that. They don't have much else to do since there's no more movie toys, so they're taking Adventure and just using that as their fill-in line between their major collector releases with the Legends series and now Unite Warriors. Go ahead, Rob.
I was saying I haven't really bothered to import many toys in a long time. Like, I went crazy importing Beast Wars stuff and even some of the Robot Master stuff. After that, it's been like here or there. I'm importing the crap out of this line. this is good stuff.
It's, right, it's the stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'll be honest.
First, I'm playing with my Impossible Toys Bug Bite, so don't listen to me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's a piece of crap.
It is a piece of crap. I thought about boxing it back up and gifting it to somebody.
Someone I hate.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if I didn't hate the Scoop, well, hate's a strong word. If I wasn't so disappointed in the Scoop mold, I would definitely like the Roll Bar homage from G2, but I just think they failed miserably on that Scoop mold. But I have pre-ordered the Nemesis Prime. Because
what's wrong with Scoop?
I like it.
It's kind of boring.
Well, he doesn't peg together well in vehicle mode.
I can live with that.
You can't really have the target masters displayed decently, and in robot mode, he's just kind of meh. It's just you know. But I do like this Nemesis Prime that we're getting from the yet unreleased. Optimus Prime here in the U.S. I think that's
actually some, it is like, released.
The Warrior class one?
Yeah, it and Drift came out this week.
Oh, okay, all right. But I definitely like the fact that one, he's got a trailer. Apparently, it's all feet, but you know, we got a trailer kind of with him. And I like that deco on that figure.
My name's B-Bite. My feet are bigger than my gun.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say.
if your trailer is all feet,
well, some of us are Sasquatchian.
Yeah, but that's, go ahead.
But and I was going to ask y'all: is that Scourge or is that Nemesis Prime? I mean, which color? It looks like it's kind of a combination of both styles.
Wouldn't it be great if it was like Galdar? I mean, not Galdar. Someone help me with that name: the Zombie Prime from the mangas,
Giltar.
Thank you, Giltar. Wouldn't that be great if that was him? Because you know what? This whole Black Convoy business is, it's 2015. We live in a world where a Tumblr gets to tell us what to do. not to mention, it's just kind of a stupid name. It's like, oh, here comes the evil guy, Black Jimmy.
Oh, so I actually, because we had more than 20 thumbnails, I missed that. Yeah, he's on the next page. Man, it's nice looking. I'm surprised by that.
It's really nice looking, but like I said, hey, look, Guitar Heart or whatever his stupid name is.
Yeah, the only thing I'm not real hepped up on is he's got the same kind of hands as Movie Hound. That he's kind of like behind these panels, kind of.
Well,
but you know, that it's minor, but it's just kind of like,
I'm going to trust the fat ballerina's ability to hold something.
Yeah, So moving ahead. Let's see. So we have new photos.
B-Bite is horrible. This is the first time I've opened it, by the way.
Let's see here. Actually, do we want to talk about all of these new photos that have popped up? Lyo Convoy or G2 Bumblebee?
The only thing notable with Lyo Convoy is that, you know, it got a new head sculpt. Which is supposed to have like the ear fin things, like some of the Japanese Beast Wars Convoy figures had, and they were apparently snipped off at the factory.
I'm calling crap on that one, because if you look at it, where would they go?
Where the white discoloration is on the sides.
Okay, my thing is, really, how well is that going to fit in that thing with antennas? That's kind of a snug.
Well, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, you know, yeah, they sent the control art and stuff, and they actually like did the tooling for that. And then when they started putting it together, the factory found out, oh, this isn't going to work. Snip.
Oh, so, go ahead.
You know, if you look at the German art that was almost used, you'll see that it has eyebrows, and that's really why we went with this.
So, looking at it, it does definitely look like it's missing something, and it strikes me that it looks kind of like a Scottish fold. Has anybody seen or know what I'm talking about? I have two. they're cats that have a mutation that cause
really
short ears. And people watching the video, I'm bringing one up. This is not my cat. This is one I found on Google. But
or the principal for Monster Squad.
Yeah. So it looks like he should have ears and doesn't. He's a Scottish Fold. I would bring a Finn or McKenzie in here to show you, but they would scratch me.
Thing is, as unsatisfying as it kind of looks in these leaked pictures, I mark out so hard for Lyle Convoy. I'm like, yeah, don't worry, guys. Undertaker's a biker right now, but it's not going to last forever, all right?
So, like, between the two uses of this that FunPub is doing, there being Nova Prime, this would be the one I'd be more interested in. And it, like, for one thing, the deco is more interesting. And I really like that the vehicle mode is made to look kind of like a lion's head. Because if you look, you know, in the front, it's got the nose and everything and the weird plates on the back or the mane.
I'm digging this new alternate Beast Wars things they've been doing.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Back when I was a less sophisticated fan, back in the 90s, I thought Lyle Convoy was the most amazing thing ever. And after owning it for about 3 minutes, I realized it really, really wasn't. But I
you know what's an amazing Lyle Convoy, though, is the Robot Masters one.
Yeah.
I need to get that one. It's the only one I don't have.
I've got it. But you know what? I've got some growing nostalgia for Beast Wars 2nd. Lyle Convoy isn't the best toy ever, but it's very Japanese in the sense to me. Like when I first got into Transformers, I always wanted to read the Battlestar manga, for what there was of it from what TV magazine, because the concept of Super Megatron in Star Convoy seemed very cool, K-E-W-L in Japanese, and Lyle Convoy also is cool in Japanese, and I guess I'm nostalgic for that simpler time in my life when if it was Japanese, it was cool, and this sort of represents that for me. It gives me the warm and fuzzies, so I'm going to get this.
I may go out on a limb here.
You're going to get it. It's the free figure. I mean, yeah.
I've already paid for it.
Yeah. Everyone's getting it.
If I can go out on a limb here, Beast Wars 2nd is pretty much the Beast Wars equivalent of Victory.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, we're all like, man, it looks so awesome. Watch the show.
So it's overhyped and actually really boring?
Well, at least it's better than Master Force.
Whoa.
Victory is not.
That's not me spouting crazy talk.
Victory is not better than Master Force.
Master Force, to be honest.
Somebody had posted a comment that I had made somewhere to a message group or something, because I had had a knock against Victory. It's like, oh, this guy's obviously a noob. And I just like, what the hell?
Yeah. I remember getting called a noob once for saying I like Beast Machines 15 years later after it came out.
It's like, oh my god.
Usually some people you're like, wow, they say there's no such thing as a stupid person, yet I use the internet. And yeah. No. Really is the information superhighway, isn't it?
Victory is sure a Japanese Transformer series.
Well, it's Victory. It's like Headmasters was still trying to be a little American. Victory and Master Force were like Monster of the Week.
Yeah, Master Force is fun, even though I make fun of it. It is enjoyable. Victory is fun, but it does nothing for me.
Yeah, I really like Zone, but once again, it's like, uh-oh, here comes the monster. Don't worry, here I am. I'm going to save the day. Oh, here's some swords.
Brains, combiners with capes. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Flying pink things.
When you say, I always try to tell people when, like, Donald will agree with this. When you're telling people about Brave, it's like, if you like G1 cartoons, you'll like Brave. And you stop, go, Japanese G1 cartoons, you'll like Brave. Because you have to kind of stop and go, wait a minute, you may be thinking, it's not Rebirth.
No.
If you like Japanese formulaic superhero shows that involve robots, you'll like any of these things.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because it's all the same.
But yeah, so that's out there, and there are lots of new photos of new things at tformers.com. We'll go into that in just a couple of minutes. Real quick, I want to mention this. You like Radio Free Cybertron, obviously, because you're watching or listening. We like you because you're our fan. Why don't you help us out and help us pay for this thing? So if you buy anything at Amazon, you can just go to tfradio.net and click on the Amazon link, or go to tfradio.net/Amazon, and it will take you right there. You don't pay any more for any item you purchase, but guess what? It helps us out. We would love that. And lots of you have done it, and thank you so much for those who have and for those who will. We love you.
Can I share an Amazon story I had a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
I was keeping on topic here, using the bathroom at work and playing with my phone. And I bought something off of Amazon and was like, that's how easy it is to support us.
Yeah.
You literally could be taking a crap and just click through it through our site.
Oh, like yesterday I set up that link, tfradio.net/Amazon. Ow. It's tfradio.net/Amazon. Yeah.
But how do we find it?
tfradio.net/Amazon. It's great. Yeah, it works really well. And Amazon, and you're great. People, we love you. You can get anything on Amazon. You can get toilet paper on Amazon. I bet, Rob, when you're on the toilet, you could have said, well, I need to replenish my supply of toilet paper, so I'm going to order it from tfradio.net/Amazon.
Funnily enough, I bought a Wi-Fi adapter on the toilet with my phone, thinking, you know what, screw those hoverboards. I would never use it.
And the good thing, Brian, is with the combiner wars really heating up here, Amazon's going to be probably a good place to be looking for Wave 2 before too long.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm buying
pretty much anything.
It's, yeah.
They have a lot of daily sales, too, for video gamers. You can get, like, a game for practically free.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Amazon rules.
Or you could, you know, subscribe to Amazon Prime. We have a link right from our homepage. Okay, so that's enough shilling for right now. tfradio.net/Amazon.
Buy stuff.
Just buy whatever you'd buy anyway. It doesn't cost you any more, and it helps us out.
And it helps Brian help me buy bandages and alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it helps me send Massey anger pills.
Yeah, where is Massey? We haven't seen him.
Anger pills.
He is. He's high up in a box. I think he's in Utopia's box getting a snooze.
Don gave him a sedative before the show.
You smell
no,
those
no, I'm trying. Smooth. I'm trying to win him over with love and respect, and not drugs.
So
he's a cat, Don. They don't understand not. Respect.
So, so I'm going
more love apparently.
That's mostly true.
All they understand is like tribute and compliance.
Yeah,
Don.
Oh my God!
That is not. Oh God, Don, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah,
I'm generally worried about you.
You're in an abusive relationship, Don, and
I want you to know that it's not okay.
I'm
your friend. I love you, man. I pick on you, but I love you. Listen to me. You gotta walk away from this cat, man. I don't want to just go further.
We were out walking, and he didn't want to come in, so I had to pick him up, and he.
That's not an excuse.
Look, it was really my own fault. I should have known not to push.
So let me just point out for people who are listening to the podcast, the 99% of you, Don has a terrible scar on his arm from the cat attack.
Good. That's like, you know that Slayer cover where the guy's like scratch Slayer into his arm with a razor blade? Don's like three syllables there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the whole album title written at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow.
Oh God.
Okay, let's see here. Let's.
I love
yeah, me too. Dead Skin Mask is the greatest song ever.
Mm.
So, moving ahead. So, I will be completely honest. I don't really pay much attention to third-party news because I'm not really a third-party guy. So, someone else will have to tell me what the importance of this one is. Make Toys or Maki Toys announces remasters. RMO1 Cupola, Chrome Dome, RMO2 Gundog, Not Hound, and RMO3 Hellfire, Not Inferno.
Yeah, these are rumored.
The suspicion is these are going to be masterpiece scale versions of these characters, which we haven't had from anyone yet.
Exactly. And as someone said on the internet, we're back to shadow images again. So yay for that.
Yeah.
But
shadow images of action.
But Make Toys has a good track record of actually like getting their stuff produced.
Exactly. That's why I included this.
Yeah.
And they make good stuff. So yeah. I guess like Hound, I would love to have a masterpiece of.
Yes.
But
Chrome Dome could be interesting if it's done well.
What's the matter with the headmasters? Can't they fight without Chrome Dome? Sorry.
There you go. it's going to have to be done well for me to jump from the fans project Chrome Dome. I mean, I already have that.
If this is not $900.
So the fans project stuff, I can, you know, kind of squint and tilt my head a little bit and integrate it with classic stuff. So that serves a purpose for me. This I'd be more interested in just seeing, like, you know, the engineering they put into it. Because, like, if it's Masterpiece scale and they get a headmaster that's built like Masterpiece Rodimus's offshoot Target Master, you know, get, like, a really capable little minifigure headmaster as part of the deal, they'd really have something solid with that. And, you know, maybe focus more on doing more stuff like that and leave some of the other characters aside for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, because because as good as – I mean, Code is an absolutely wonderful figure with some great engineering. I mean, even now, 2 years after the fact, there is some phenomenal engineering on that figure, but it is definitely not for a Masterpiece shelf.
And no. I think this is why a lot of people are thinking this is going to be Masterpiece, because Make Toys and Fans Toys are so tied closely together that this is the first figure that Make Toys is doing that Fan Toys has already –
Fans Project has
already done. So that's one of the other reasons that people are thinking that these are going to be the Masterpiece.
There's also
hint in there about like a new scale, which Masterpiece style toys would be a new scale for Make Toys compared to what they've done before. But yeah, you're right. They tend not to step on each other's toes a lot, unlike how we do on the podcast here.
Yeah.
And the good thing about the Inferno is they make it even do a grapple or art fire.
Yeah, because that last art fire sold so well.
Actually, I mean, is it still available?
Yeah, it's
available. Is it
less than $110 now?
Yeah, I think it's in the 80 range.
Yeah. See, I got mine when it came out because I figured it would be even worse than Jazz.
I only have Stepper. 9 versions of that mold. I guess I could deal with another one.
It's a pretty nice mold, though.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And the colors are great. It's $83 at Big Bad.
I mean, if you were, you know, you got the Cloud Rodimus you ordered, you could just, you know, add another thing on it. Wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah. If you've got Stepper.
I don't. You
know. Oh, well. As a pair, you should
have Stepper.
Because see, if I hadn't gotten Stepper, I probably wouldn't have gotten Artfire. But you know, I kind of wanted to have the pair of them.
Yeah, I want to know where you're at.
They're quite a handsome pair too.
Yeah,
they are. Yeah. No, they make a really nice pair together. I like them quite a bit.
Moving ahead, so DX9 seems to be rocking and rolling with some of their stuff. We now have images of their Micro World X05, the Legend Scale, not Cyclonus. And
that's pretty nice.
I know I'm the oddball, but I'm just not into these Legends third party figures.
They're awesome.
Well, I don't have any of them to really to play with, but I do want to point out, if there was only one scale of Transformers, I would want it to be Legends class.
Yeah,
Legends are pretty nice in general. I don't think the Cyclonus doesn't look. Yeah, as Melvar holds up Bombshell. I don't think the Cyclonus really stands up quite as well as the other third party Legends figures have been doing. Something about it just not sitting right.
Specifically, the ones DX9 has done, like the Ironhide.
The Scourge
Ratchet, really cool. Ironhide.
I just generally like the way it looks.
for a Legends class, it's pretty amazing, and it comes with Nightstick.
I do like how the kneecaps turn into thrusters. I just something about that is neat. The rest of it isn't really singing to me, but that I like.
I hope Impossible Toys makes some of these guys. I mean, jeez. this Tetrajet is so much fun.
Yeah.
they would have made the Tetrajet at Legend size.
God,
it still would have been terrible.
Of course it would have been terrible. It would have been terrible times 10.
I am so angry at myself for buying this.
I have the Tetrajet, and like the engineering ideas in it are interesting and not necessarily wrong. It's just like the way it's built is
you know,
it's not working with it.
I think that's where they went wrong, is like, hey, you want to make sure the story works? Nope.
Where they went wrong is they built it.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were going with that, Rob.
It's like, if you weren't $20, I would not own you, Mr. Sunstorm.
You got it for $10.
Oh, that's even better. Because like, I'm like, I could have went to like five guys and got something.
Yeah, we know. There were like $10 at, was it the TF Source table?
I'm actually playing with the toys you and I bought together at TF Source right now. For the first time, I'm like, man, we should have went somewhere else, Brian.
So, Bad Cube is doing in masterpiece scale Insecticons,
and they look
okay.
They look good. They look good. The problem with Bad Cube, or not the problem, but a lot of the reason people have been staying away from Brawny and Backland or Outland.
Backland, I think.
Backland,
yes.
Is they're $180 for the set, so they're roughly $90 a piece, which is kind of it's just a little bit too much for that size, at least to me.
I really
hope these are going to be under that. You know, yeah. $90 a piece marker.
So
yeah, we don't really have any release details for these. I would kind of hope, being Insecticons, that they're a little bit smaller. And you know, they probably come in a 3-pack for like the same $180 or $190 as a set.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to me, the thing about the Insecticons, beyond anything else, and I, not knowing this as a kid, they are like the quintessential Diaclone style Transformers to me. The cockpit that they each have for the driver, to me, is like one of the most important parts. While this includes that, I would want one that like really focuses on that. And not that we don't know yet, because we haven't seen color ones, but like that is really like the defining feature of those toys for me.
You need them to have the big yellow box.
I want them to have big yellow translucent plastic there, and a driver. Not that we had drivers with the Insecticons, but I would, in theory, would want that.
Well, Masterpiece is supposed to be cartoon accurate, so usually that's what they're supposed to go with, at least for robot mode.
They could totally do, you know, clear yellow for those panels, though, just no driver.
And instead of a driver, it could be a little Bally native that they ate. And yeah. You could just put them in the stomach and...
Yeah. Moving ahead, this one I should be way more excited about than I am, but I'm not. Unique Toys Y-01. Why do they have all of these designations? It's like they're Takara. Provider, it's a not Octane.
I thought this was really funny, because last week on the show, Melvar was talking about... something, how, you know, no one wanted Octane, and then like the
was
next
it Broadside?
Day, it I don't know.
It's when we were talking about the
Blitzwing and Astro Train reissued.
The 2-pack.
And then I'm like, oh, look, a third party Octane. This is exactly what we were talking about.
And it actually looks pretty decent in all three modes.
Something will have to go wrong. It's an Octane.
Yeah. Oh my God. The classics version is so bad.
Oh, I'll fill it with real gas so and it will explode.
Okay, I'm not going to get on my soapbox. I'm just saying
it's a terrible toy.
That it's god awful. It does have issues, but we have seen worse toys come out.
I'm not out of classics. It's the worst one. It's the worst classics toy. It's worse than Galvatron. It's worse than Prowl. It's the worst classics toy.
I mean, I hope those wings in robot mode are going to be able to fold down or something, so you don't have to have these big giant wings sticking out behind
them. Wings.
I'm looking at the picture now, diecast, of from behind, and the wing tips are the front, are the grill of the truck for truck mode. But I don't think they swing backwards, so I thought they might swing backwards. But it looks like if they swing anyway, it'll be swinging forward. To make the truck mode. So I think those wings are going to be pretty much where they're at. That's what it looks like anyway.
Ew.
It's still an octane.
Yeah.
I see like, a lot of parts forming.
Apart from any other consideration, it's an octane. Oh. So really, who wants octane?
I like the 87 octane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I bought a bunch of that today, actually.
Me too.
So I paid $14 and filled up my gas tank. It was kind of amazing.
It's cool because the Ford Fusion usually takes more than $20. Not right now.
It looks like it takes $6. Yeah.
Hope this isn't some third-party octane going on.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And we haven't talked a lot about Play With This 2 because a lot of their stuff isn't necessarily Transformers-ish. But there's a new update with, gosh.
More pictures of not toys.
Yeah.
Hey, here's my thing on Play With This 2. So I will admit, personally, I'm entertained by all the references to 80s properties that they stack on top of each other.
I love that stuff.
I love it. I also have no urge to buy any of it. Like, I enjoy looking at the line art and reading, like, their concept, you know, write-ups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where my, like, I'm satisfied after, like, looking at their drawings and, like, picking out the references. I really have no interest, no offense to them, on having, like, any of this, like, actually on my shelf. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fair.
It's, like, an entertaining idea, and it's nice to look at. That's about it.
Anything that is, like, inspired by Inhumanoids, I think I'm going to grab. Sorry, I'm having some internet issues. Here are the shots. I am interested in this stuff. I think I'm going to pick up it. I'll probably back the Kickstarter once it goes.
Oh, I'll definitely back the Kickstarter. And I love how they said the parts are interchangeable.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be really detailed and really nice. I could be wrong, but I think they're going to be worth picking up.
How big are they? Do we know? Did they tell a scale yet?
I'm thinking Voyager sized if I had to compare it to a Transformer.
All right, that's pretty decent.
But I could be totally off on that.
I might pick up, like, not Cloudburst, something like that. I kind of have a nostalgia for him. But I don't personally see being a completist, but I don't think many people are going to be with this kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Some internet issues. Like, my internet's screwing up tonight. Sorry about that. God, there's a lot of news on T-Formers. A lot of photos that have posted. The Sega Genesis version of the Mega Drive Megatron is up for pre-order. There are links at T-Formers. Now, here's something. You guys have reviewed Drift Empire of Stone number 3 and Angry Birds Transformers number 3. What do you guys think?
Angry Birds!
Yeah, pretty much. Of those two, Angry Birds.
Angry Birds is a wonderful comic. It's like reading cracked Dutch Transformers. It literally, people are like, oh, wow, how's it stack up against Stop?
Yeah.
It's parody.
It's not about that.
This is not, wow, did you know what happened in More to Meets the Eye this week? Oh, nothing for a few months now. But anyway, don't laugh. They're making fun of Transformers in a playful way. It's amazing. Angry Birds. Sing it with me, guys. Angry Birds.
Yeah.
No.
Sing it.
I don't know it.
No, yeah. I know that
by heart.
Is there an Angry Birds song?
They put a soundtrack to it out.
Probably the Vince DiCola stuff, but yeah.
And one of them just goes, Angry Birds! In the middle of this.
I haven't listened to it.
It's pretty good.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll wrap things up with Q&A, because we've had a lot of news. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. And now, another Omni Productions moment.
Hang on!
Autobots are a bunch of fools. Don't even think about winning this battle.
Just who do you think you are? Where are you from?
All right, listen up. I'm the ninja consultant for the Decepticons. My name is Six Shot.
Oh, yeah?
Now you know who I am. Look out!
Sneaky, I'll get you.
This is my way of doing things. I never waste my time talking.
Is that right? I'm Ultra Magnus, the Autobot's local commander here. Now I want you to see this.
How come you missed me?
This has been my way of doing things. I fight the way soldiers should.
Talk is cheap, my friend. Let's see some real action.
In the world of the Transformers, no Autobot can jump into action faster than Jumpstarter.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye. The Transformers, how about
Decepticons!
Jumpstarters, attack! The Transformers, more than meets the eye.
The Transformers, from Hasbro.
You can hear our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Can I play Theory yes. Fighter, I guess?
Yeah. Instead
of Street Fighter. Okay, how many versions of Metroplex did they do? Like three? Like when you count like
Takara, Hasbro.
Is it three?
Oh, yeah. So three.
Three variations of him. If one of those had been Metro Titan, would that have been a way better use of resources or time? For variants,
yeah.
Or would he have bombed because in Japan apparently villains don't do so hot?
Okay, so like I don't see that as being like a main Hasbro or Jakarta release, but that totally could have been Comic-Con or ACG, I think, was the convention.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, right.
In Asia, they got the equivalent.
I mean, it could have been a mass release because there are a lot of people, mass in quotes, as mass as Metroplex was, because there's a lot of people who didn't get it that wanted it that would take it in that color just to have the mold.
And, like, if I was given the choice between the two, I would go with the Metro Titan
Me
colors.
Too.
Yeah.
Metro Titan is more interesting in general.
If Utopia is repainted as Metro Titan, I will probably have to take the plunge.
Yeah, you probably will, and yeah. we'll help you on the way down.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just thinking about like maybe like if you're a Hasbro Takara exec, and somebody's like, we did three freaking Metroplexes, and like two of them were like a waste of time. Like, what? Because somebody's trying to say, we need three Devastators this time around. I know it's like different because he's actually interesting. Three different colors, that's way different.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, like, could they? I would go back, and if I was them, like, I would argue, like, we kind of dropped the ball on at least one Metroplex release. Like, he should have been like a recolor, you know? He should have been Metro Titan.
Mm-hmm. For the SDCC.
Instead of just a slight deco change, yes.
Yeah, Metro Titan for the SDCC version would have been great.
Yeah, here's how you know that they messed up with the San Diego Comic-Con and the regular release. I got the San Diego Comic-Con, and I didn't need to get the regular release.
Right.
If they do a G1 or G2 Devastator, I'm going to have to get that as my San Diego Comic-Con, and I'm going to have to get the regular Devastator, too. Like,
and I think SDCC Metroplex was really conceived more like, okay, here's one that's a little bit premium, it's more expensive, it's got a fancier packaging, it's got a little more deco on it, and this is the thing that the people who are here or can get the orders in on the leftovers on Hasbro Toy Shop, they get to have it a few months before the general market gets to. It's not a case of, well, they have to buy this and they have to buy the regular retail one. This, it's all considered in one month together.
And it's only fair
and, you know, this is just, you know, sneak preview or first edition, however you want to call it in your head.
Yeah, and it's only fair that SDCC fans get it first, because where are the most hardcore of hardcore Transformers fans going but to SDCC, because that's the official Transformers convention, right?
Don't get me started on that, Brian. I'm trying very hard to not be on that soapbox again.
So, from Tim, I've been a regular listener for about a year now and have really enjoyed the show. Well, thank you, Tim. With the wonderful news of BotCon being in Chicago this year, I'm really hoping to make the plunge and attend. With that said, I've been trying to look at the past BotCon tickets and package options to get an idea of what to expect for this year. Would any of you guys be able to help me? Meaning, what package to pick? Not, I need money for the package. I don't think that's what he means. Also, are there
maybe you can help me with that? That'd be great.
Yeah. Also, are there any tips of what to focus on as far as the different packages go? Thanks. Yeah, I hate to say it, but for most years I go as a walk-in. or actually, no, I go in as press or as a walk-in because I can, and I usually don't really want the box set. Oh, actually, speaking of, we need to go back and before the end of the show and talk about the Toy Fair or the news from BotCon, which I failed to put in the show notes, but. But yeah, so wah wah. But yeah, so I normally do walk-in. I kind of hate to say it, but I don't normally buy the convention exclusives. I have on one occasion I got the Primus package, and other than the toys, I didn't get a lot of value out of it. But it was a great set of toys.
Honestly, I really like the BotCon set, so every time I go, I do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, like, when you're choosing a BotCon package to go for, that's really what it comes down to. They reveal the box set toys in time for you to know if you want to get them at pre-registration, usually. So, you know, go buy that, and then if you're interested in what the box set has, go for it. If you go as a walk-in, you can still buy, like, the add-on souvenir toys. You'll still have the opportunity to do that. So, you know, just because you get, you know, just because you go as a weekend walk-in doesn't mean you're giving up all the toy options. You just, you know, you will have to get box set on the secondary market if you decide later though you want those toys. In 2012, I went in with Kilby as press, and I still got a bunch of the souvenir toys because there was some really cool stuff in there, and I didn't need to buy a $300 box set.
I think if you pre-register, you have a set of the souvenir toys basically reserved to you for like a day or two. So you really have time to decide if you want them or not. Not to mention, you're going to be in that line, so it's really...
Yeah. Yeah.
And this year, with I think we should probably go back and talk about, you know, what's been leaked for BotCon.
We will after this.
Oh, okay.
So
that's like, for me, I'll probably skip the box set.
So, it really depends on also, like, there's the golden ticket, which puts you in the front of some lines and stuff. Yeah. I've never done the customizer panel.
Which is awesome.
You think so?
I love it. I've done it. I've only been able to get into the last 2 years because they've expanded, like, the attendance, the seats greatly. So,
they actually hold like two or three of them.
Yes.
Now, right?
And that's made it fairly easy, I guess, to get in if you register on like the day they open up registration. Whereas it used to be like if you weren't right there, there was no way to get in. Like there was like 30 seats and that was it. Anyway, I love it. On that note, if you're going to BotCon and you got the budget, I guess, to shell out for the Primus package. And you don't want to wait in line. One kind of scumbag trick to do is one. I do recommend the customizing class. So if you do that on Thursday night, you get to get into the short line, like kind of like an express line to get your toys. Or the kind of scummy loophole around that is if you sign up for the city tour,
And you don't have to go to the city tour. But if you're on the list of people going on the city tour, you also get to get in that express line on Thursday night.
Basically,
so if you want to save yourself literally 2 to 3 hours of waiting, you can do the customizing class, which I highly recommend, or you can sign up for their city tour and you can go if you want, but you don't have to.
What's the city tour this year going to be? Like, here, we're
we're going to McDonald's. McDonald's is right here.
We're actually going to go Chicago and then turn around and come back.
The city tour this year is just going to be, you get to go play a round of golf on the golf course that BotCon is going to be at.
I regret not doing
bring
the tour.
Own clubs.
I regret not doing the tour in 07 when it was, like, actually at Hasbro. But didn't they?
I tried.
Now,
if I work from home, no problem.
Having been to a few BotCons myself, Tim,
you
a couple
went to BotCon?
Yeah, a couple. Hi, my name is Don. Maybe you've heard of me.
Yeah,
got a cat, right?
But Tim, one thing you can do is if you know someone you trust, someone that you're going with, and they're getting the Primus package. The Primus package is usually the best way to go because you've got all your figures. You do get the free exclusive if you do go and pick up at the show, which is usually sometimes it's a repaint of what's in the box, sometimes it's not, and it'll be a repaint of one of the add-on set figures. It can vary on what you get. But generally those free figures that you get with the Primus package are usually pretty special. That way, with you having the Primus package, then you can go pick up the other add-on sets as well. But if you don't have the money to get the Primus package, but someone that you know is, they can get you the loose bag set. So that way you still get all the basic five figures. You don't have the box with the foam, but you still get the weapons, the cards, and everything else. So it's still a good way for you to get a set. And like Brian said, you can, as a walk-in on Saturday, go in to the Collectors Club booth and get whatever they might happen to have left. The downside of going as a walk-in and is that there may be something sold out by the time you get to get there by Saturday. So it's a matter of budgeting. Just plan your money. If you can swing the Primus package, and I will tell you this, everyone knows this. This is no big bad secret. So a lot of the times, the free one is very highly valued, and if it turns out to be a figure that you're not attached to, you could sell it and probably help pay for your Primus package.
A lot of people do that, including Don.
And what I've done in the past is several years, what they've done is have a troop builder set. For example, one year it was Auto Troopers from the animated Ironhide mold. Another year was Sharkticons. And if you're troop building, fine. But sometimes maybe all you want is two instead of three. That one extra one you don't really care for, if it's a set of three, you could always sell it in the dealer room or online and help get part of your cost back. So you've got some options to help defray the cost of the Primus package, but that way you know you're getting the free figure and all the bells and whistles. So there's that.
To add on to what Don said, if you really don't care about the toys, it's what, $90 for the weekend pass without the toys? You can literally just buy your Primus package, sell it to someone at cost for the pack of the Primus package. They will pay for it before you even go. Like, before pre-reg goes up, and you're like, look, I'm going. I don't want this set. Who wants my box set? And someone pretty much, well, it's like that. Someone's not going, yeah, I'll give you that. Right there. And you can flip it for the, and basically, there's your ticket paid. I've heard about people doing that all the time. Not me, because I want them.
Yeah, it happens because, like, people can afford to get the box set. They maybe can't afford to travel or get the time to travel to go there themselves.
Yeah. And
it's more reliable than getting the non-attending package. Like, you get your stuff faster, generally.
Exactly. So I was going to say the same thing, Chris. You can get the Icon package, which is the non-attending package, but you don't get the extra figure. You get just a box set, and that's it. But
basically, flip and
Don
switch,
just
man.
Plugged in.
Oh, I can tell.
Sorry, I was down.
Yeah.
I was down
we just got the sound straightened out, Don.
Who's ready to rock and roll, guys?
Sorry.
Well, it's either that or lose Don altogether.
Don, can you unplug?
I'm down to 10% power, Brian. I can try.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Okay. We need to...
Don is so nice and accommodating. Yeah.
So, show's running long. Big. Let's just jump real quick. A news item we missed. On Transformers podcast, what was it? Cybercast or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not familiar with it. There's a lot of Transformers podcasts. I'm sorry. But, you know, listen to us. tfradio.net/Amazon.
Notice we actually said the name of someone else's thing.
Yeah.
Everyone follow suit.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
cite your sources.
Yes, yeah, cite your sources.
Other podcasts and websites are not your enemy. Thank you.
Yeah. So, So Pete Sinclair was on there, and he had accidentally had some toys in frame, which we think are probably BotCon exclusives. The news item was posted, and an update has since gone out. Chris and I were talking about it yesterday. So what do we think? I would show the photos, but it's kind of hard to tell. So
yeah, it is.
I'm sitting here looking at them, and it's kind of hard to tell.
So what?
I want to throw out one reference real quick. Just in response, like, between this and Devastator, there's been a lot of, like, you know, scrutiny to pixels in photos. And Zach William, our old friend from Alt Toys Transformers, has coined this lovely term for it, cryptotoyology.
I like that.
Yep, as if we're finding Bigfoot or Nessie in toy pictures.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like a barometer of, like, what does this person have to do today?
Well,
how busy
in my
is
case,
this person?
In my case, I'm not very busy.
So what'd you find, XV?
Okay, so the figures we can see on the desk include Generation Springer in blue and gray.
Yes.
Arms Micron Breakdown, or it might be the SOAR version. You can't really tell which head sculpt it has, which is in, like, olive or maybe just beige.
So he's, like, Voyager-ish, leader-ish scale.
Like, complex Voyager is what I've heard it described as. It's Voyager size, but it was never made to fit in Hasbro budgets. So.
I mean, I think I have it here right now. It's JD's, unless we ended up selling
that one. JD had a version of that mold. I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
So there's that. The Springer could be Battletrap.
Battletrap?
The Duocon.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I'm saying Battletrap or... And then
Blue
stop.
Baucus.
Thank you.
What was the other?
It really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
We had seven people speaking at once. What was the other one?
Blue Baucus from Victory.
Okay.
Rodney Dangerfield.
So what else?
Okay, so there's also a Reveal the Shield Jazz back there, which is in red and white or light gray. And it's got gold details I can see on it, which makes me think it might be Action Master Rad.
Hmm. That would be rad, and let it tell you about Transformers.
Well done, Rob.
Thank you.
It's also carrying what might be another recolor of Nightstick, or maybe an Armed Micron. I can't identify. The picture's too fuzzy.
Yeah.
Maybe just a gun.
All I'm going to say is, I hope this is the last time we see that Jazz mold for a while. It's a great mold.
Don, Don.
I mean, okay.
Time out.
I like them. I didn't like the mold originally. I do when they have a paint and budget for that mold. It looks great. But having gone to several BotCons, I have a lot of this Jazz mold already. I'm hoping, like the Mirage mold, we don't see it for a while.
Don, stop having opinions. You're bad at it.
We need the Tankor mold. I mean, it's the Tankor / Octane mold instead.
I kind of hope it's the Fallwood Cybertron Jazz mold. Like, repaint that in a billion things.
Fall of
I mean, there's things you could do with it.
That's not a horrible toy.
That would improve it.
So
and the sideswipe version.
So
yeah, made a really nice sideswipe, actually.
So we joked that actually we were kind of serious about Voyager size Blitzwing being flywheels, but if Springer's Battletrap, that will be kind of great.
I would love that. That would be awesome.
A good add-on toy.
That would be a horrible toy choice.
But I will say, if they choose to go that route, I sincerely hope they fix the shoulder problem.
I'm gonna respond here like I do every time somebody talks about fixing the shoulders. They cannot be fixed because that part has to be it's like a kind of like a nylon plastic, so it's flexible, so the parts do not snap, and that is why the shoulders don't lock in, because the panel it's on can pull back and release the shoulders just enough. There's
basically
no
keep
way
the rubber bands on.
I didn't realize it was a necessity.
You'd have to do like with the third party kit, which is like this. These little wedge things that basically
it's basically just something to like deepen the tabs that go into the torso, so it has to pull back farther before it disconnects.
See, I was always under the impression it was machine tolerances that were out of whack.
No, this is just a materials thing for the stability, for, well, not stability, just like structural integrity of the toy. Okay. But like, I never thought the Blitzwing mold was that bad. It's an unfortunate flaw because of how it had to be designed, but it's not that bad of a toy.
Anger
or, you know, to use Don word, wording, it's a good toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it as Double Dealer because of the colors.
Oh yeah,
but also the third party fix for the shoulders. When the shoulders are fixed, regardless of how it's done, it does like make a difference.
Yeah,
but, like it's I'll like, oh man, this is an awesome robot now.
See, I never had a problem with the shoulders because I never took mine out of the box.
Okay, so we got two more toys. One of them originally I thought this was classic Bumblebee, but further examination and scrutiny of the pixels, is actually Legend Swerve in blue. And there's a little partner, like one of the little Target Master partner things, but there is so little detail with that I can't tell it's anything but, you know, red and white and square, which could literally be any of them.
Okay.
And then finally is the only one that is like really clearly obviously anything, which is Pack Rat.
That's cool.
I would like a new Pack Rat, please.
You're going to get one from the look of it, Rob.
That's good with me.
Mm-hmm.
That happened like as fast as possible, didn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That toy's still on the shelf.
Yeah, but there's not many repaint choices, though, for that mold.
There's really not.
Wall Rat, but just a blue rat.
But that's what Pack Rat is.
Well, but he's not.
He got made into Pack Rat.
But Pack Rat though isn't a transmetal, so I'm saying transmetal.
No. Okay, so you want them to do this all in chrome?
I want them to chrome it out.
Okay.
From what I've heard of how bad the Rat Trap mold is in some cases, you want to chrome that thing.
Yes.
That's asking for just.
It's like
some... that's a good point I had not considered, because that mold has problems at the design level where if you move parts the way they're designed to be moved, they break off.
Yeah.
That's going to be great if that happens on a BotCon toy, isn't it?
I never had any problems with my rat trap.
Mine's still
in
package.
Not everybody does, but I've heard enough about it to think, you know, they better be really careful with that, and they're not going to be. Because okay. This is the same people who have the ears clipped off of their new head sculpt so it'll fit in the toy they want to put it on. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
This is a pretty obscure set. I mean, this is probably...
It's obscure in that we don't know who, like, 4/5 of the revealed toys are. Yes, it's obscure.
So, I mean, so it's a reference to a previous BotCon figure. It's potentially a reference to or an homage to a G1 DuoCon, which everyone loves,
Either that or a reference to, you know, an obscure Transformers Victory character from one episode with Sky Shadow.
And don't get me wrong. The last thing I would want is a BotCon set that's nothing but like the, you know, like the 84 Autobot, you know,
right?
Autobots.
No, I'm not criticizing for obscure character choices, but doing either a DuoCon or a Victory character, that is, you know, that's really onto the obscure track.
Yeah, so that's, but you know, that's kind of been where we've been going for a while. So,
including quick. The Arms Micron breakdown mold is good too, because that's never been available in the U.S. officially.
Yeah, Rob, you're saying something.
Well, I was trying to say.
He's just punchy tonight.
I know. It's like, don't let him be on video. Don't let him talk. Jeez.
That's not me, Rob. That's you. So
yeah, but whatever. I was about to say it's obscure, but this is the place for it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's been like that for the last few years, anyway.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna say one thing. Chris just mentioned how it would be good to get that swerve breakdown mold in the U.S. since it had been released. I happened to mention last year of how it'd be great to get that in a BotCon set, and then someone said, "Oh, so that way only a select few can get it." So I called this last year that would be a great thing to bring over as a BotCon toy.
Yeah.
So
cool.
It's like that time Deathy predicted the Beast Wars Neo Dinobots being in Beast Machines. I mean, even a broken clock.
That was a crazy, crazy guess.
I know.
That's something that's never happened before happen. I bet it's going to happen.
I'm right so little, I have to sort of take whatever victories I can get.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap things up. I promised Computron 2 that I'd give him a plug, so thanks for giving us that plug on your blog. I tweeted it out, so you're awesome. Thanks for being in the chat every week. We love you.
And thanks, Phil.
Thank you to everybody out there who is watching live. You can catch us live every Wednesday, tfradio.net/live. We start streaming around 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's pre-show until about 8:30, then the show starts. We've run a little long this week. We've had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, if you watch the live show this week, be sure to watch the YouTube version, too, because these edits are probably going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, it's going to be a different show. So that's it for the guys. Catch us next week, and don't forget, on February 14th, skip your loved one and watch Toy Fair coverage with us. It's going to be awesome. Diecast is going to be at the Hasbro event, and he'll be at least on Sunday, maybe for a couple more days, he'll be at Toy Fair. With who do you have lined up to speak with right now? Basically everybody but Lego.
Everybody but Lego, because Lego doesn't want to talk to
Lego,
us.
Because Lego, you know, has a very full round of appointments to juggle, and you know, with limited availability to be there, it's hard to accommodate.
And we don't have a Lego podcast, so who cares?
Yeah. Exactly.
We like Creo better anyway.
Yeah, Creo is much better.
Creo is
also
awesome.
Megablocks. Megablocks are actually really nice now.
That's amazing, too. Okay, so thank you very much. We will catch you later. Have a good one.
This has been everybody. Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, when are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?